ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे दिस मॉर्निंग वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कांटो चैप्टर 8 ध्रुव महाराज लिव्स होम एंड टेक्स्ट 65 एज वेल एज टुडे इज आल्सो दिस अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी टुवर्ड्स द एंड ऑफ आवर प्रेजेंटेशन श्रीमद् भागवतम वी विल डिस्कस समथिंग अबाउट गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी एज वेल However, please repeat with me the text.
Rajovachan Shruto me balako brahman Shreena na karunatmana श्रेणीना करुणात्मना निर्वासितः पञ्चवर्षः सः मात्रा महान् कवि श्रुतो मे बालको ब्रह्मन् श्रेणीना करुणात्मना निर्वासितः पञ्चवर्षः सः मात्रा महान् कवि राजोवाच श्रुतो मे बालको ब्रह्मन् श्रेणीना करुणात्मना निर्वासितः पञ्चवर्षः सः मात्रा महान् कवि राजा उवाच द किङ्ग् रिप्लाइड् श्रुतः सन् मे माइ बालकः टेंडर बॉय ब्राह्मण माई डियर ब्राह्मण स्त्रीण श्रेणीन वन हु इज टू अडिक्टेड टू हिज वाइफ अकरुणा आत्मना वन हु इज वेरी हार्ड ऑफ हार्ट And without mercy, Nirvasitaha is banished. Panchavarsaha, although the boy is 5 years old, Saha with Matra, mother, Mahan, great personality, कवि ही डिवोटी ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की द किंग रिप्लाइड ओ वेस्ट ऑफ द ब्राह्मणज आई एम वेरी मच एडिक्टेड टू माई वाइफ एंड आई एम सो फॉलन दैट आई हैव अबैंडन ऑल मर्सीफुल बिहेवियर इवन टू माई सन हु इज ओनली 5 years ओल्ड I have vanished him and his mother, even though he is a great soul and a great devotee. Purport. In this verse, there are some specific words which are to be understood very carefully. The king said that since he was very much addicted to his wife, he had lost all his mercy. That is the result of becoming too affectionate towards women. The king had two wives. The first wife was Suniti, and the second wife was Suruchi. He was too attached to the second wife, however, so he could not behave well with Dhruva Maharaj. That was the cause of Dhruva's leaving home to perform austerity. Although as a father, the king was affectionate towards his son, he minimized his affection for Dhruva Maharaj because he was too much addicted to the second wife. Now he was repenting that both Dhruva Maharaj and his mother Suniti were practically vanished. Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest, and since his mother was being neglected by the king, she was therefore almost vanished also. The king repented having vanished his wife, for Dhruva was only 5 years old, and a father should not vanish his wife and children or neglect their maintenance. Repentant over his neglect of both Suniti and her son, he was morose and his face appeared withered. According to Manu Smriti, one should never desert his wife and children. In a case where the wife and children are disobedient and don't follow the principles of the home life, they are sometimes given up. But in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, this was not applicable because Dhruva was very mannerly and obedient. Moreover, he was a great devotee. Such a person is never to be neglected. Yet the king was obliged to banish him. Now he was very sorry. Suto me balako brahman strena strena akarunatmana nirvasita panch varsha sahamatra mahan kavi. As we know, this is a statement spoken by Maharaj Uttanapada, the father of Dhruva Maharaj. Because Narad Rishi has inquired about him, so he was replying to Naradji. Previous to that, the situation is like this, circumstances, that Dhruva Maharaj and his mother were insulted. For that reason, Dhruva Maharaj left the home, and he was on the way to forest. On the way, he happened to see the Varshi Narad. Then Narad gave him instruction. We have gone through that part of Srimad Bhagavatam. So towards the end, Narad Rishi gave detailed description of sadhana bhakti for Dhruva Maharaj. Whole instruction how Dhruva Maharaj should practice austerity, how should engage himself in Ashtanga Yoga, and eventually towards the end of his instruction, Narad Rishi gave him the final instruction, which is complete unalloyed pure devotional service. And when Dhruva Maharaj heard detailed description of sadhana bhakti as well as towards the end the pure about the characteristic and how we should follow pure devotional service, then here it described, Maitreya Maharshi Muni described, that Dhruva Maharaj felt very much favored. He felt very much happy. He became very much in bliss. He felt a transcendental bliss in his heart, because he got the opportunity to associate with Devarshi Narad. Not only association, but he was fortunate enough to receive final and highest available instruction about devotional service. He felt very much happy. He felt very much favored by Narad Ji. And Srimad Bhagavatam describes that. Here, text says, ittuktastam parikramya pranamya cha nirparbhaka. Towards the end, he appreciated the instruction of Narad Rishi, Dhruva Maharaj, and he did parikramya. Dhruva Maharaj did parikarma, circumambulation of Narad Rishi. It appears that Narad was standing and Dhruva Maharaj went around him, that is parikarma, parikramya. And towards the end of parikarma, pranamya, he offered his respectful obeisances in the feet of Devarsi Narad, and then yajau madhubanam punyam. And then here Maitreya Rishi described, he went to Madhuvan in Vrindavan. In our case, we need not to say he went to this, we should say he came to Vrindavan. Maitreya Rishi was speaking in Haridwar. So from Haridwar point, he went to Madhuvan. But since we are sitting here and Dhruva Maharaj, somewhere discussion took place near Kanpur, Bithur, outskirt of Kanpur, outskirt of the city, somewhere, we don't know exact spot where the conversation took place. However, it happened somewhere near Kanpur. And Maitreya Rishi was describing this first time in sitting in Haridwar. So he said he went to Madhuvan, Vrindavan. Yajau Madhuvanam Punyam. Very respectful. He went to Madhuvan. He came to Madhuvan. And how is Madhuvan? Punyam. Very auspicious forest. The part of Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, it's called Braja, it consists 12 different forests. 12 different forests consist of Braj or Vrindavan. Vrindavan means not only this Vrindavan we are sitting here. Of course, this is one of 12 forests. But apart from this Vrindavan, there are other 11th forest. So, Madhuvanam Punyam, auspicious. And other characteristics of quality of Madhuvan is Hareh Charan Charchitam. Madhuvan, Vrindavan, this tract of land, such a fortunate, such a auspicious, this land, this tract of land, Madhuvan is imprinted with the feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Everywhere. Hare Charan Charchitam. Madhuvan is imprinted. This land is decorated with the footprint of Lord Sri Krishna. And even today, in this present day, if you are fortunate enough, you can see there are many places where still that footprints are existing. You must have seen some, at least you must have seen in Nandgaon, there is one footprint. And there another place, Charan Pahadi. You can go there and still you can see the footprints of cow, footprints of animal, camel, footprints of deer, footprints of Krishna, Balaram, and all cowherd boy. Still, it is intact on the stone. So he says, Hareh Charan Charchitam. The place, Madhuvan, how is Hareh Charan Charchitam? This forest of Madhuvan is imprinted with the footprint of Lord Sri Krishna. Tapo bane gate tasmin parvishwantarapura. Then Dhruva Maharaj came to Madhuvan. And the place where very celebrated conversation took place between Dhruva Maharaj and Narad, from there, Devarsi Narad went to Antahpuram Muni. The Muni, he went to Bithur. That was capital city of Manu Maharaj. That is the place from where Uttanapada was ruling this planet. So he went there. And then, of course,
Uttanapad Maharaja received as a saintly person. Devarshi Narad is known, very much celebrated personality all over the universe, as a saintly person. He received very nicely. And then Narad ji asked him, when Narad ji went there, Narad ji could understand simply by seeing his face that he was in great distress. Uttanapad was not very much proud of, I have done very nice, I have kicked out my son out, I have sent him a vengeance. He was not very much proud. Rather, he felt most sorrowful himself. As soon as Dhruva Maharaj stepped out from the Bithur, from the capital city, immediately Uttanapad Maharaj's heart began to melt. Not only him, even Dhruva Maharaj's stepmother Suruchi's heart was also started to melt on that point when Dhruva Maharaj came out, stepped out from the city. So, Rajan kim dhyayase drigham mukhena parishushyata. Then, my dear king, it appears that you are in a great distress. I can see your face it seems drying up, withering your face. What you are thinking about? What is your cause of lamentation? And then, in response to that question of Devarshi Narad, Maharaj Uttanapad replied. Here Srila Prabhupada, the king replied, King Uttanapad replied, Suto me balako brahman. He is revealing, he was repenting, he was in morose, he was in distressful condition. He started to condemn himself. What he said, Suto me balako brahman. My dear Devarshi Narad, O best of the Brahmanas, Brahman, my son is sent to exile. By whom? He was sent to. By Shrena, by a hand-picked person. And who is that one? He did not get sent by Maya. He did not say, I sent him. First he says, he is sent to exile, he is sent to the forest, he is abandoned, he is rejected, my son is rejected, merely he is 5 years old boy, very tender boy, very soft boy, one mere child, 5 years old, and he is sent, he is forced to vanish, he is sent to exile, strena by a hand-picked, and a karunatmana, karuna, mercy, compassion. A karunatmana means devoid, a person who is completely devoid of mercy and compassion, very cruel person, nirvasita, he is abandoned, panchvarsa, merely he is 5 years old, sahmatra, along with his own mother. If son goes and if mother is there, at least there is some protection. But here he understand, Uttanapad Maharaj could understand the unsecured condition of Dhruva Maharaj. So, Sahmatra Mahan Kavi. A Kavi, usually poet, learned personality, Kavi. Uttanapad says that he was a great soul, great personality, and a great poet, a learned personality. But we understand when we go through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, when towards the end of our austerity, when Lord appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj was not even able to speak something because he has not gone in school, he has no education. He was not knowing how to speak. And here before that, 6 months before that, he giving certificate, his father, that he was Mahan Kavi, very learned personality. However, Prabhupada here translated great devotee.
Even that we doubt whether he was a great devotee at that point. However, he was a great devotee. Father says that he was a great devotee, great soul. So here, Prabhupada in purports write that in this verse there are some specific words which are to be understood. Which specific word? Strayed and akarunatmana. He is condemning, I am such a foolish donkey. I abandoned, I rejected my own son, he was merely 5 years old boy. As if Narada, what crime he committed against you? What sinful offense committed against you? He did not commit any offense. Rather, out of love, out of affection towards me, he was trying to climb up in my life. Only crime he has committed, that he was trying to climb up and wanted to sit on my lap. So this son, at least he has that much right to sit in the lap of his father. So he said, I am such a foolish rascal donkey that out of affection he was coming towards me in my direction. He was trying to climb up on the asan and he was trying to sit my lap. That was not crime at all. That it is birthright of a son to sit in his lap. But I am such a foolish person, I neglected him. This is my dauratma, this is my cruelty. I have done this very unjustice thing towards him. Panchavarsha matrasa, along with his own mother. Of course, mother was not vanished. Mother was not sent into exile. Rather, she was staying there. But he says, since he is insulted, anadrita, she was not given proper respect. That is also as good as sending her in exile. I did not give proper respect to her. That is also abandoned. She was not properly treated, that as good as sending him to the forest. So they say both of them. So this is a bad quality. Strained, astrained, and akarunatmana. This is very considered for a husband, for a man, this is considered very bad. Isse badi gali kisi पति के लिए नहीं हो सकता, उसे अस्त्रैण कह देना सबसे बड़ा यह गाली है, सबसे बड़ा यह इब्यूज है, उसको यह कह देना कि तुम अस्त्रैण हो. दैट देहूति एंड कपिल दे टॉक्स अबाउट दिस बैड क्वालिटी. बलम में पश्य माया स्त्री मैया जैनो दिशा में याम या करोति पदाक्रांता भूब्रिज्रिमेण केवलम. When a person becomes hand-picked, then what his condition? Kapil Dev says that there are personality here, emperor, conqueror of the whole direction. In any direction they went, always they have no any experience of defeat. Always victory was there in their direction. Always the victory. They conquered whole the surface of the earth. But if they are hand-picked and came in the house, then simply by movement of eyebrow of the woman, wife, they fall flat near the feet of, their head goes near the feet of the wife, woman, and they start to lick the heel and toe of the wife. जानते हैं ना, वो तुरंत गिर जाते हैं, तो चाटने लगते हैं लोग तलवे. सो ही सेज दे जस्ट फॉल फ्लैट, कंप्लीट फ्लैट, दंडवत देयर हेड वेरी क्लोज टू द वाइफ ऑफ वाइफ फीट. नॉट ओनली दैट, सी किक्स एंड दे लीकिंग, दे आर स्टार्टेड टू लीक द हील आर द
toes of the wife. So this, you can see the potency of a maya. One who becomes too addicted to his wife, become hand-packed, become estranged, so he loses all good quality. Here at least he talks about cruelty. I am so cruel that I could not dare, I could not dare to, I lost the courage to displease her. I become so devoted. Prabhupada in Tatpar talks about addicted. I am so devoted to my wife that I could not gather courage to displease her. This much insult, this much injustice was going on in front of me, but still I could not gather courage to stop her. So I am very much cruel and akarunatmana. Today, this morning, day before yesterday, Bhakti Brishang Madhav Maharaj was talking about one great personality. What is the name of that personality? Bhartrihari. Bhartrihari, there is one book. He has written, compiled very prominent two books. One is Sringar Shatak. He talks about Sringar. Hundreds of verses about describing pleasure and we derive by the association of women and worldly affairs and gratification, Sringar Shatakam. And then comes Vairagya Shatakam. Compile very nice book. Of course, Yam Chintayami Satatam Maisa Virakta. I am constantly thinking about some woman, but she is completely detached from me. I am very much attached towards her, but she is completely detached to me. And she has also attachment, but some person, but that person completely detached to her. And that person is attached to some woman, and that woman completely detached to that person. So he says, dhiktam. I don't know exact expression how dhikkar hai mujhe, but in the Brahmanas of Yajna Patni, Brahman Patni, Brahmanas performing some certain type of yajna, they have also expressed this type of dhik mam. Hell with me. It is okay English? Or hell to me. He said, hell dhik tam. Hell with my dear wife. I am too attached to. And hell to that person she is addicted to, she is devoted to, and there are many wives. And says, hell to me, hell with me. What happened? There was a great king, Vikramaditya. You must have heard the name, the king of Ujjain, Vikramaditya, highly great personality. But his brother, this Bhartrihari, was the king. And Bhartrihari has many wives, not only one. One was not very much chaste. Say he was like prostitute. But still, Bhartrihari was too much addicted, too much devoted to her. So one time, one saintly person, he was performing yogic sadhana, some austerity penances. And by the mercy of demigod, he got one celestial fruit, amar phal, celestial fruit. And the potency of that fruit, or whosoever will eat that fruit, he will remain fresh and youthful forever. So that saintly person received that fruit, celestial fruit, some amar phal. And he said, if I will eat, certainly I will become like, for time being, I will become very much young and fresh. But what good is there if I continue to live? If this fruit I will give to king, king taking care of the whole citizen, his life is more important. So he should remain fresh and youth, establish the religious principle and rule the kingdom. So saintly person, out of feeling of paropkar, he came to royal family and he offered that fruit to Maharaj Bhartrihari. I forget to tell one little before also happened. I will comment this point. So Bhartrihari had many wives. The one wife was type of not very much chaste. So she was trying to have the company of his younger brother, Vikramadi. For that reason, she was trying to seduce him, but she was not successful. So he conspired. One time, he started to blame that the Vikramadit, he's trying to rape me. He was trying to have association with. He complained her husband, Bhartrihari, and Bhartrihari sent him in forest. You rascal, you are trying to seduce my wife, you are trying to have association with my wife, you can't stay in this kingdom, go out. And he was gone. That after that happened, the saintly person got the celestial fruit and he offered to King Bhartrihari. Since Bhartrihari was too addicted, too devoted, too attached to that, her name was Pingala, she thought that what good is there if I eat? This food should be given to my dear wife, so-called dear wife. So he offered the fruit to his wife. Fruit came, some celestial fruit given by demigod in the hand of saintly person. Saintly person offered to king and king offered to his wife. Almost she was prostitute. And since she was attached, she was having good time with some of the army men, like lieutenant of the army, some big post, he was holding big post, he was taking care of her horses. So she gave that fruit to the lieutenant, general. One big army person, head of the army. And that army person, though she has opportunity to associate with Pingala, but she was not attached to, she was attached to another prostitute. So he took the fruit he gave to another woman. That another woman, she was also not very well behaved. As I went on there, towards the end, this reach one of the, another prostitute, and then that prostitute thought that, I am such a, my sinful life. If I stay longer, if I remain fresh, what I am going to do? I am going to commit more sins, pap. So better this food should be returned to the same saintly person, sadhu. Sadhu should live forever. Why this sinful person should live? So that eventually that fruit came to that saintly person, yogi. Same fruit he has offered to king and that one circle came to him. I become very much surprised. How come that the king is so reluctant to eat this fruit? So he took the fruit again, reached to Bhartrihari. And again the fruit was in hand of Bhartrihari. Then Bhartrihari inquired what happened. Then his whole story was told there. Whole circle was made. At that time he could realize his mistakes. He punished his own younger dear brother because he was so much devoted to his wife Pingala. So he felt that I am betrayed by my wife. Immediately he calls. Next moment he only tried out to find out where is my brother. He tried to find out whereabout of his brother. He traced him, again enthroned him, and he ran away from the kingdom. So this happened. So he said, Yam chintayami, I am constantly meditating on someone. She is completely detached to me. And she is very much attached to someone, but that person, he is completely detached to her. And like this. So, hell to me, hell to my wife, hell to that lieutenant, chief of army, and general, and hail to that another woman, hail to other, hail to me. So here Maharaj Uttanapas talks about Astrayana, bad quality of a hen-picked person. If someone is hen-picked, he can develop all bad quality and he is prone to lose all good qualities. So this is my situation. I have done this. However, there are many things to say, but better to, I should conclude. We will talk something about Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Gopal Bhatt Goswami, one of the six Goswami of Vrindavan. And we know Gopal Bhatt Goswami appeared, took birth in 1503 in Srirangam, South India, very celebrated temple, place. He appeared, he took birth in South India, in Srirangam, in 1503. His father's name was Venkat Bhatt Goswami. And as we know, when he was merely 8 years boy, 8 years at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached Srirangam. There he happened to see, of course, Venkat Bhatt Goswami happened to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the temple itself, Srirangam temple. He met Venkat Bhatt Goswami, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this was the day, few days ago only. Chaturmas was about to begin. Now it is Chaturmas. You know, Chaturmas has started. The Chaturmas was about to start, begin. So Venkat Bhatt Goswami immediately invited, requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please come in my house. And I recently person, your sadhu, sannyasi, certainly you will perform, do some Chaturmas. To please stay here in my house and perform Chaturmas. For that reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in the Venkat Bhatt Goswami house continuous for 4 months. That time, Gopal Bhatt Goswami was 8 years old. As we Chaitanya Charitamrita described that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Jagannathpur went to South India 1511. Gopal Bhatt Goswami got opportunity. Venkat Bhatt Goswami instructed his son, Gopal Bhatt, please always be in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Gopal Bhatt Goswami has fortune to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuous for 4 months in his own house, in his own town. However, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in his house, in Venkat Bhatt Goswami's house for 4 months, and when towards the end, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to leave, so Gopal Bhatt Goswami, not only Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Venkat Bhatt, and everyone wanted to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially Gopal Bhatt Goswami also, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, no, you will stay here and serve your parents. As long as your parents, father and mother, they are alive, you please serve them. And when they would pass away, they will die, then you come to Vrindavan and join other Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So this was, instruction was given to Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Gopal Bhatt Goswami stayed there. He served very nicely their parents. It also described that towards the end, the father, when he was about to leave the body, he also instructed, my dear boy, my dear son, as soon as I would leave body, you please go in Vrindavan in association of Goswamis, and who is the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should go. So that time, when the parents passed away, Gopal Bhatt Goswami came to Vrindavan. When Gopal Bhatt Goswami came to Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were present. Both of them received him, welcomed him. And one message was sent to Jagannath Puri that Gopal Bhatt Goswami has already arrived. So one person went there to inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in return, he wrote one simple note, a letter also, and along with letter, with that person, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent one Kaupin and Bahirvas for Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Gopal Bhatt Goswami received Kaupin, one set of Kaupin, I said Kaupin, two different parts, one set, at least two, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent for Gopal Bhatt Goswami on Bahirvas, one Bahirvas and one set of Kaupin. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very much pleased. And also we know that Gopal Bhatt Goswami, when he was here, especially he was in the care of Sanatana Goswami. Of course, other Goswami also present, but he was in shelter of Sanatana Goswami, especially. And also we know in brief that Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami went all the way from Vrindavan to Muktinath, and he collected Saligram Shila. He collected 12. Of course, our Andhra Prabhu's number is much better than, greater than this one, bigger than this one. We had some thousands of, but he was worshipping 12 Saligram Shila. And he has a name for all 12. One Shila he has given name, Damodar Shila. 12 got the name, different name, but one Shila was named Damodar Shila. And also we know, we have heard that even Gopal Bhatt Goswami was not feeling very much comfortable with worshipping 12 Shila. One tolerable, okay, two maybe tolerable, but 12 worshipping every day. So he went all the way back again Muktinath, in river of Gandaki, and he tried to return that. When he was putting those Shila in the water, very respectfully, he was putting, immediately when he comes, all the Shila came in his hand. So what he could do? He came back again with 12 Shila. He had went to Muktinath with the intention of return the Shila, but the Shila did not want to be there. They want to be with Sanatana Gopal Bhatt Goswami, so he brought again back. So one day that incident took place. In 1542, this was the year, 1542, this was the year, Baisakhi Purnima, he was worshipping very nicely the Shila. One day one person, one great personality, one donor came from nearby city, and he was finding out who is a saintly person. He was donating ornaments, some money for deity worship. Whosoever was worshipping the deity he offered. So certainly he also came to Gopal Bhatt Goswami. He was a great person. He offered even flute and different type of ornament, crown, different type of thing, dresses for their lord. And Gopal Bhatt Goswami was very much embarrassed. He was thinking that I have no any deity. Saligram Shila, they could not hold the flute. And crown, where you would, and the hand ornament, this ornament, that is mere Shila. So he was little regretting. He was thinking that he was wishing, oh, if I would have regular Tribhanga Lalit Sri Vigraha, I could worship him, I could dress him. So that night it happened in the Purnima, Baisakh Purnima. So night time, he kept all those Shila and covered worship almost late evening. Up to late evening, he was worshipping, chanting, performing Shri. And then went to Jamuna, take bath. Again, when came, then he saw that one of those Shila, Damodar Shila, Damodar Shila transformed into Radharaman Sri Vigraha, deity. So that Vigraha, we have fortune that that Vigraha is still existing, remaining here in Vrindavan. Other deity, self-manifested deity, or deity established by, installed by Vajranath, they were here, but they, most of them have gone out. But this Radharamanji is here. So he become Radharaman. One Shila is manifested as a deity, Tribhanga Lalit Sri Vigraha. Immediately, Gopal Bhatt Goswami informed other Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami came on the spot, and those Goswami, Rupa Goswami gave this name. It was Damodar Sila, Damodar, but when it manifested in Tribhanga Lalit form, then Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami gave name of this deity. Name was given as Radha Raman Dev. This was the full name given by Goswami. This happened 1542. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared in the year of, which year he was disappeared? 34, eh? 1534, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bind up his pastime. So 42, this deity was this manifested. And he in Vrindavan altogether his life has spent duration of his life for 75 years. And this day, today, 1578, Gopal Bhatt Goswami disappeared from this earthly planet. And his samadhi is still there in Radha Raman temple. And that exact spot is also there where Shaligram Sila, Damodar Sila took the shape of Radha Ramanji. So we are very much fortunate we have fortune to see that deity directly. So that deity is a special deity. There are many deities, but they are carved in the Jaipur. We go purchase the Jaipur. The Radha Ramanji, self-manifested deity. And still people say that in the back is some black, thoda sa yahan par likhla hua hai. So kya kehte hain? Hump is there. The Shaligram is. And Srimati Radha Rani is at that time only Radha Ramanji manifested. Shaligram Sila became Radha Ramanji. Later on, Radha Rani is worshipped there. Still, Radha Rani is murti. Deity is not there. Her crown is there. Radha Rani is crown. He is worshipped in that form. The Radha Ramanji. The very special deity. Whenever we get time, we should see. We should take darshan of Radha Ramanji. Okay, so here I think it's 9 o'clock. If you have any question or comment, you are welcome. Brajanandi nahi hai. Brajanand, you have no any. Think about. Okay, so here, so Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Sri Gopal Bhatt Goswami ji ki, Sri Sri Radha Ramanji ki.